At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000.
Did he do something weird already?
I'm laughing for two reasons here. So, one, Gary is behind the ones and twos today while Joel edits the LA Fire episodes.
Camera six. There you go.
There you go.
Hello.
Yeah. Two, we got a drunk Chiefs fan here. You'll be hearing her screaming off screen throughout the rest of the episode. I actually love it for the sports show because I feel like we're actually in a game right now. Yeah. And it's great. And I love that. And then my bookie, I apologize. Oh my God, dude. I won every single bet this weekend. All the listeners won as well. You guys asked me to post those bets early this week on Drinking Bros Sports, which I did. You're welcome. And I got all the DMs and all the things and everything else. And Delco, I am double right now ahead of your dream in this world. Okay. It is now Eagles versus Chiefs. Yeah. That's what I said in August on our NFL prediction show. I told you guys this was not going to be a sexy year, and I apologize, but this was the matchup that we were going to get, and I was correct.
You have enough money in your account. Let me do a plug for the MyBookie Live Casino here.
Yes. All right?
You have enough money in your account that you can go to their live roulette table. I think the max bet's $1,000. I think you need to put the max bet on a number.
Well, let me ask you this, because a bunch of listeners have pitched different ideas here. I think the Super Bowl, from my bookie, you could bet like $25,000 on the winner. So do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, so like nut up.
Exactly, because that's what I predicted preseason, and I'm scared now. And Gary's in a wide for some reason. I don't really know why, but
let Gary be who Gary's going to be.
Yeah. Here over there.
Gary goes by instinct mostly.
Gary's the director today. Listen, you know? There's an art to it. All right,
that's people why just he's think wearing it's pressing that
buttons. It is. Yeah. It really is, because you have to match up who's talking when, why, where. Like Gary, it's not easy.
Go to camera six, Gary.
There it is.
Hey,
drink it all.
You look like a member of Lonely Island right now.
Yeah, well, hey, Gary.
All you need is a gold chain that's outside of your sweater.
Gary looks how I feel right now because those games, I started boozing at like noon, and then they went on until 10:30 last night. So
he actually looks like a more successful Big Lebowski.
He sure does. He sure does.
Maybe you should get a robe, but a nice one.
Yeah, that rug really ties the room together there. Yeah. Back in a wide for Gare Bear, which I love. All right, let's start off with
camera three, Gary.
There you go. Let's start off with the Eagles first.
Every camera switch, we gotta say
exactly. Who cares?
Just start off by saying your camera number before you start.
Yeah, I feel like I should start drinking for Gary right now, so that way we can really get involved.
Well, that would balance out all the amphetamines he's on.
And then the drunk Chiefs fan over here, like it's a fucking party in here today.
Like,
I'm angry.
You're
so going.
Oh, we can't hear you.
This is the type of woman you find frozen to death in a Camaro in the Arrowhead parking lot.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
Like, listen, it's literally.
I've been trying to warn you guys. Chiefs are bad guys.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they restarted that.
Philly
that
fans were shooting guns in the air in the street last night like they were Iranian.
I thought we were pro-gun here.
They restarted that investigation. Into the dead frozen people.
Yeah.
Right? Did they really?
Yeah. There's some new information, but they haven't released any of it yet. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, they could have been dosed.
I think what it was is they found out who sold them the drugs because it was all fentanyl, I would imagine.
But as Rob mentioned earlier, we shoot our guns into the sky. Chiefs fans shoot their own fans.
Nailed it.
Well,
nailed
I mean, it. You don't know that those victims were fans. They could have just been standing there.
Super Bowl parade.
Now it's a Super Bowl parade.
So what?
Yeah.
You never wound up in a parade you weren't supposed to be at?
Well,
it happens all the time.
Once, actually.
I will say this about those Chiefs fans who got killed. Sometimes, you know, when you hop on the bandwagon, you get a bad seat.
Yeah, that's true. That's there are true. No Chiefs fans pre-2015.
No. And the ones, by the way,
six of them.
By the way, the ones we do know, we've met in real life. And they're our listeners. They throw rad tailgates.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple up there, yeah.
Also, when we get ahead of it, I used to own a Dante Hall jersey.
Oh, he's the best.
As a child.
He was the best. Dante Hall was the best.
Is that the human joystick?
Yes.
That was a dude who just housed kicks left and right.
Oh, God. He returned everything.
Just ask people who he is and then Jamal Charles, who's their career rushing leader.
Christian Okoye.
Right, like and you can, if they don't know the answer to these questions, it's not a person to take seriously.
Alex Smith, yeah, there's a few.
Of them. I mean, Alex, here's how you know if it was a Chiefs fan before 2015. Do they look like a plumber who got fired for being too drunk on the job? That is a Chiefs fan before 2015.
That's true. Yeah.
Now they're all Taylor Swift fans. So
either way,
there's the difference now.
Rob's actually very accurate about this as well because they are his people technically.
The Missourians, yeah,
the Missourians. They
Wait,
are.
Why is it Missourian and not
Missourian?
Missourian.
Because you guys don't pronounce anything else right.
Yeah.
You know, we just pick and choose what we want to do.
You got one right, and it's the fucking name of the state that makes me say an extra syllable.
They have evolved into St. Louis Cardinal fans.
Oh, yeah, that is my take on Chiefs fans. They're the St. Louis Cardinals fans of the NFL. They're just like, oh, shucks, Midwest, we're the best fans in football. We always support our team, and we're really good, and you're jealous of us. Yeah. It's fucking I only say that because my Kansas City friends fucking hate St. Louis Cardinals fans so much.
That's funny.
I like
they're becoming them too.
They have become what they hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, standing outside because it's cold doesn't make you unique in the NFL.
No,
but it is a fun stadium. It's loud. The tailgates are out of control. We cannot hear you. I love you so much, but we've got headphones on. I know. Have we ever had to throw out a drunk Chiefs fan
or like put her in the penalty box? We should get a penalty box.
Yeah, a penalty box for it, dude. Look at this. Yeah, she's coming on air here.
Dude, don't hit me on my cancer wound. Are you kidding me?
Just had surgery. Holy shit.
Go fucking birds. Good Lord.
Gary is dying laughing. What is going on in the studio?
Go birds.
She's getting punched. We got to have you over there. We have we're shorthanded today as everybody's working here.
I just took one to the ribs.
I love it. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I fucking hate you guys.
She hates us now. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I go Chiefs. Yes.
I would prefer to have Jackson Mahomes in the studio right now.
I know.
Like then, 10 out of 10.
I feel safer.
Sure would too.
Yeah, sexually even.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, she's saying she's going to beat the fuck out of that one, dude. Yeah. Yeah. You're good. You're good. Hon, we love you, but you do got to take a seat. We got a show to do, okay? Appreciate it. Holy fuck.
Invite fans into the studio, they
say. Yeah, well, you know, it's only happened once or twice.
I always thought the one that would kill me would have a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's start with the Redskins-Eagles game. First of all, I told you to take this -6. Take all the things here in this one. Stage was a little too big for the Redskins there. 6 rushing touchdowns by the Eagles.
Seven.
Yeah, it should have what was it, 12 or 14 that Saquon should have had this year if they had not done that.
Down at the one, and Jalen Hurts touchdown vulture.
Yeah, he would have had 20 touchdowns this year
if he could.
And Jalen Hurts would have had a QB rating of like under 90 probably.
Yeah. We also had more rushing touchdowns yesterday than the Cowboys had all season.
Mm. Shut the fuck up. Is that a true stat?
Yeah.
They had 6. We had 7 yesterday.
Do you want to hear another true stat? Not that we're fucking piling on Cowboys fans, but we are.
Well, we will. We will in a second.
Do you know, I mean, I've given it away now, but do you know which team in the NFC has gone the longest without even an appearance in the NFC Championship game?
Cowboys.
Not the Super Bowl.
By 10 years.
Yeah, Cowboys.
10 years longer than anybody else.
Yeah.
Down bad.
And by the way, the Falcons.
It's been 1995 was the last time, and they won the Super Bowl.
Even worse, by the way, if you're an NFC East fan, I was saying this yesterday, I think you guys, the two teams in the NFC Championship game, you got Saquon Barkley went from the Giants to the Eagles, and Dan Quinn went from the Cowboys to Washington.
Immediate success.
Immediate, to
get the fuck out of Dallas. Now, you know, another interesting stat is that the last 4 times, I think, that two teams from the same division were in the conference championship, either conference.
Uh-huh.
One of them won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So that's looking good for the Eags.
Well, you can have fun taking them. The E-G-L-E-S. What did your mayor say?
It was E-G-L-G-L-S or some shit.
Oh, my God, dude. People are making birthday cakes out of it and everything else. So let's start with the Redskins. You guys overachieved this year. I think this is a fantastic year. Nothing to be ashamed of. I thought Jaden Daniels looked great in this game as well. And you got money, you got time. It's going to be a bright, bright future for these guys.
I would just hope they, if I was a Redskins fan, keep the band together. Don't lose Cliff, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you want to hope you can keep Cliff for another year or two.
There's too many people coming after him, by the way, for jobs.
Yeah,
right now,
it doesn't surprise me at all. But I think Cliff is perfect for Jaden Daniels.
Cliff Kingsbury is a very good OC.
Yes.
He's not a good head coach. We've seen it already. Right?
Well, he's so young that he absolutely deserves another shot at head coach.
Sure, but not yet.
But not after a couple years.
If I was him, I would want to... Yeah, marinate a little bit as well, and you know, learn, because he never really got to learn how to run an NFL organization. He went straight from Texas Tech to coaching the Cardinals, which was weird.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah,
he's like the OG offensive guru, him and McVay.
Yeah.
Those are a dime a dozen now.
He would be well served watching Dan Quinn for a minute.
For sure. I mean, Dan Quinn is an excellent manager of people. He does a very good job of that.
He's only done one thing wrong in his entire coaching career.
Running the ball?
Yeah, yell at Kyle Shanahan.
Nope. Just not running the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He'd still be there.
And you guys would have a title, but you never will, so don't worry about that.
No, we won't. No, we're losers. Yeah. I admit it. We're losers, and I'm okay with that, but Vikings fans, you need to admit the same. I don't want to hear the fucking skull bullshit.
Yeah, they'll never
win. The same as Falcons. You're fucking losers. We're all losers. Just embrace it, and you'll have a better life.
Lions, let's
not pile on Minnesota either. They are the city with the four sports teams that have the longest drought.
They have not won a championship in any sport since 1991.
Well, the Twins have never won.
What?
Twins have
won. No, they beat the Braves. 91.
Or, yeah, they won. 91. That's the longest.
Kent Herbeck. That's their last championship.
Kent Herbeck pulling Ron Gann off the bag.
Yeah. The Wild, I think, made a conference championship a couple years ago.
T-Wolves
maybe.
Never.
T-Wolves got close with – never really got – I mean, did they make a conference championship with KG?
I thought they lost in the finals.
Last year was probably their best. Did they make a finals?
No, they did not. Timberwolves never made the finals.
They made the conference finals last year, and they lost to the Mavs, right?
That was their best performance ever, I think.
Garnett made a conference finals against the Shaq Lakers as well.
Oh, well, you're not going to beat them.
Nothing you can do about that. Now, for the Eagles, Sirianni, the head coach, is essentially the pro version of Ryan Day. He was this close to being fired. They gave him a second shot, was able to come back and do it, kind of correct the offense here, limit the mistakes for Jalen Hurts this year, and then also picking up the best running back ever. I'll go back to that Hard Knocks episode earlier on in the year. Man, if you rewatch that episode now of the Giants front office fucking up this decision, this guy has single-handedly carried your team to a Super Bowl, and it's been fun to see.
You know what I was thinking about with the Giants and losing Saquon? Do you think Rooney Mara is mad? Do you think Rooney and Kate care?
The ones that are going to inherit the team?
They hate sports.
The actresses?
They're going to inherit the team, though.
They don't like sports. I've never seen them in a game.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
But they're going to inherit the team. So
they literally are. Yeah.
How much? What was the valuation of that franchise before and after Saquon Barkley left?
Oh, boy.
A billion X what their family
bought.
It's
New York. Because it's New York.
Like,
the market itself dictates that. And currently...
Fangio also, by the way, not to pile on just to the offense for the Eagles, Fangio did an outstanding job with his defense. They fucking fell apart midseason last year and just sucked all year. And they basically have the same exact team.
I know.
That they did last year, a couple improvements.
Two rookie corners.
Those two rookie corners are very good, yeah.
But wearing Cooper Jean shirts.
Who drafts for you guys, by the way?
Howie Roseman.
Best in the biz.
Yeah.
Best in the biz, man. You guys haven't missed on a draft pick in years.
We miss on a couple. But he typically sticks with like Georgia, Alabama. Like big time programs,
and you should
big solid dudes.
Hey, you should, man.
And they've done really well. Not just so everybody, the people that get credit mostly are the two young corners, which good for them, right? And then the interior defense, which we talk about a lot.
Jalen Carter,
big dudes from Georgia, right? Both of them,
Jordan Davis, got a sack yesterday.
Yeah, he did have a sack. Yeah, but the safeties on the team, who nobody, you couldn't fucking, if you're not a Philly fan, you wouldn't even know their names, played outstanding. in this game. And Jaden Daniels is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Make no mistake about that. And they played him very well.
He looked calm. Yep. He was up against a great defense, even under pressure, which they pressured him a lot. Mm-hmm. He still looked great. Redskins way overachieved. Yeah. This is going to be a bright franchise for the future. And there's nothing really, like, I don't really give a fuck that the score is 55-23.
There's three turnovers.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't, I mean, honestly, the Redskins, if they don't fucking turn the ball over three times, it's all on fumbles, too. So it wasn't Jaden Daniels fucking up.
It's probably a 7-10 point game at that point.
Yeah, it's a much closer game. And it's respectable.
Because it was two short, really short fields that they got those turnovers on.
They were both inside the 40.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, one was the kickoff was inside the 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
credit to the Eagles. They're forcing fumbles all day. But, like, shouts
to Will Shipley for forcing a fumble.
Yeah, like 100%. But it really wasn't.
Scoring his first touchdown.
Just ripping off a 60-yard run and scoring a touchdown.
That was his first career touchdown, I believe. Yeah.
You can't really shit on the Washington defense.
No, Washington defense played pretty well.
And one of those turnovers was a special teams turnover. Mm. And the other two, honestly, just honest to God, like, credit to the Eagles for forcing the fumble. Like, it wasn't necessarily like Washington. Neither of those fumbles seemed cheap.
The Eagles have been doing that all season, though. And the other thing they did was, again, credit to Fangio, they played a contained defense.
Keep everything in front of you.
Keep everything in front of you. Keep Jaden Daniels inside the hash marks all game. And they're going to have to do this again against fucking Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is going to go like 22 play drives.
It's
going to
be a long
game.
It's going to be a long, low-scoring game, I think.
It might be a quick game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
clock's going to be moving.
Long as in, like, God, is something going to happen anytime soon?
Yeah.
I think it will. Now we can move to that game as well. Chiefs versus Bills. The inevitable happened. We all knew it. It sucks. Feel bad for the Bills fans. After watching last night's game, man, I don't want to call Josh Allen a loser anymore.
It's not.
It's just, he's born in the wrong era.
What a fucking incredible throw he made. First off,
you're talking about the last one?
Yeah, when Brady just doesn't realize that, of course Spag is going to send the house.
Yeah.
Like on fourth down.
Yeah.
He had like 0.5 seconds to throw the ball up, got the ball out.
To Kincaid.
Kincaid just like it hits his fucking face or something.
By the way, so I rewatched that play maybe 10 or 12 times after the game was over. Just, obviously I knew we were doing the show today. The schemes that Spags is calling defensively, like as a quarterback, you don't blitz from that side from that guy. They showed blitz from the front and ended up being a corner. Like in Josh Allen's defense here, man, that is such an exotic blitz that like you don't really work on that much in practice. So like
call a quick fucking throw.
Fucking A.
Spags,
man,
should be in the Hall of Fame at this point.
100%. That guy is a
well. That's what you do
genius.
With your defense coordinators, right? You get a bunch of washed up NFL head coaches.
Yeah.
Fangio, Spags.
But I mean,
they make the best defensive coordinators. It's the opposite of the hot young offensive guru.
Yeah.
You gotta get a washed up coach for your D coordinator.
But I mean, Spags was a elite defensive coordinator even before he became a shitty head coach.
And he fucking sucked as a head coach.
But he's great as a defensive coordinator.
To be fair, he did it with the Rams when Kroenke was tanking the team.
And the Giants, right?
Did he head coach the Giants? He might have been shit at the Giants then. But yeah, Spags, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know how he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's a coordinator. Like,
yeah, who cares?
Maybe the best DC ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And watch.
No, fuck you, dude. Jim Johnson. Pay respects.
No defensive coordinators won more Super Bowls than Steve Spagnuolo, even if he doesn't win this one.
He'll win this one.
And he's won it with two different teams.
He'll win this one.
One of the teams he beat was the greatest offense in NFL history.
The Rams?
No. The fucking 07 Patriots.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The
yeah.
Randy Moss Patriots.
Yep. So with
Josh
this,
Allen's a loser.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He's a loser. Like, he plays good in these games, but he doesn't have enough to inspire his team to win. That's the way it is.
He doesn't have the talent. He doesn't have the play. Like, he just doesn't have the dudes.
Do you think Kareem Hunt
is better than James Cook?
What's that?
Can we get a Bills-Chiefs game every year? Because it's awesome every time.
It is. It's the greatest game every single year. So, by the way, we can go over the players all you want. He doesn't have the coach. You give Andy Reid to the Bills, I think he's able to change it. Because you're looking at it.
Then let's stop calling him Superman, because Superman would win.
I agree. So I'm not going to call him Superman. I'm saying he is a very great quarterback. According to today's standards,
top five in the league.
If I had texted you yesterday morning and said, "Are the Bills going to win this game if Josh Allen has 39 rushing yards?" What would you have said?
That he would have had to throw for 300 yards passing,
right? And he didn't do either.
No.
Right? So
you got bottled up.
At some point, you've got to take some responsibility. You're the quarterback. You got the ball in your hands on every play.
And by the way, he did. So afterwards, during the press conference, he said, you know, I need to do better. Mm-hmm. He also looked like he was on the verge
of
suicide. Josh
Allen, number two quarterback in the league, number one, Joe Burrow.
It's Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is the quarterback. Not a success without Andy Reid.
By the way, you mentioned this off air, but you were talking about, it reminded you of the Andy Roddick documentary.
Mm. It did. So it does, man.
There's a fun tennis stat that I think is going to be relevant to Patrick Mahomes. Tennis players born in the 80s won 80 Grand Slams. Tennis players born in the 90s won 2. Because the dudes from the 80s were so good for so long that a whole generation of tennis players didn't win fucking any. People born in the 2000s have already surpassed the 90s.
Yeah. Center's got two at the same event in the last, two? Well, he won back-to-back, I guess.
Yeah. And there's another stat I saw that, like, I think it was like 22 of the last 25 Super Bowls have featured either Mahomes or Brady. Like, I mean, you're just born in the wrong era.
Because
even breaking down the team stats here, if you really look at it, total plays Bills, 68. Total plays Chiefs, 63. Total yards, 374 to 368.
Let's be totally...
Total drives, 9-10. I mean, you can't have a more balanced game than this. Did Josh Allen ever lose the ball?
So here's the thing with that.
He fumbled four times, but they recovered all of them.
And that is straight up luck. You do not ever recover four fumbles in a game that you fumble.
Yeah,
or the other way around. Like, it's almost impossible to recover three or four fumbles. If there's three fumbles or four fumbles in a game, it is like a statistical anomaly to recover all of them.
But it's also because of the way the ball is shaped.
Yeah.
It is so unpredictable where it's going to hit. Same with an onside kick.
How many of the fumbles were fourth downs, though, where he had to, like, get over the line and extend?
Let's talk about that. Did you think he made it when you guys were watching this on television?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did too.
It definitely looked like it. And then it was weird. I mean, look, a lot of people are piling on about the Chiefs getting favorable calls from the refs. And when you're the front runner, you get favorable calls from the refs. Michael Jordan got every call.
I mean,
everybody bitched about it the entire time he was in the NBA.
Look at the first half of the Eagles Redskins game. We got a lot of favorable calls.
Yeah. Yeah, the Eagles got the calls because they're a fucking better team. That's just how it works.
Yeah,
That's how it works in baseball and when literally Juan Soto every sport. Or something's at the plate.
Like, look at the calls Greg Maddux. Like, we talk about LeVon Hernandez in 97, and that fucked that game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Those were 10 inches outside.
Yeah.
But Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine for two decades got pitches that were 1 to 3 inches off the plate on a routine basis, right? It's just the way it is. If you're consistent and you consistently do the right stuff, like the right tackle. Taylor, was his name Juwan Taylor, I think?
Yeah.
For the Chiefs, false start on every fucking play. Every play for 2 years until they finally stopped him this year, right?
Yeah.
Never got called because he did it on every fucking play. It's the same thing with the pickoff move.
That's like a gay-ass windup where it's a pickoff move.
Who's
that closer we hit? Kenley Jansen.
Yeah, Kenley Jansen.
Blocks on every windup.
Every single play.
But he's like, oh, hey, I'm going to box, so it's not a box.
Yeah.
I feel like, ironically, the Patriots were the Yankees. This Chiefs team is now the Red Sox when they went on their run. And we're maybe the Braves of the 90s.
The Eagles?
Yeah, we'll probably get
one. You guys were the Braves of the 2010s.
Oh, you did get one. 2000s,
yeah. Yeah.
You guys were the Braves of the 2000s, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Four 90s, conference 2000. Titles?
Yeah.
That's right.
The last stat of this game is time of possession. 30 minutes and 32 seconds for the Bills. 29 minutes and 28 seconds for the Chiefs. You can't get any closer than this.
No.
This should just be the Super Bowl every single year, for Christ's sakes. I mean... We all know, we knew it. Like, we said it on the show. This is going to be a one-score game. Bob and I teased it up to 7.5.
Yeah.
Just because it was like, one way or the other, it'll be a touchdown or less. That's exactly what we got. It was a blast, but we also knew the fucking outcome. And as I sat there, my wife went to sleep early last night because the kids were under the weather, and so were we. And I sat there watching, knowing the outcome. And she goes, why do you want to watch this? You already know who's going to win. And I was like... Just because I can't believe it every single time. I'm still shocked by it. It's always a field goal. It's always a thing. And
it's just like I said,
and that ball he got off to Dalton Kincaid was a miracle. He should be credited for that. Kincaid.
Catch the ball.
But here's the thing. He didn't know the ball was even coming to him.
Yeah, but Kincaid also had another drop earlier.
He did, but he had to turn and just look up in the air and be like, oh, fuck, he's just throwing the ball 500.
He should have made that catch, but it's would have been a great catch.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Right. And he had no idea the ball was coming there.
Yeah.
It was in his
hands. It's tough.
But it was like, it wasn't in his hands the whole way. Like, he looked up and it was
his
at
eye
his
level
hands.
Was actively changing as it was in his hands.
It wasn't
a
fucking Mark Andrews catch.
Right.
No, that definitely should have been caught.
Yeah. So, him, you want to throw Mark Andrews under the bus? Absolutely. Kincaid, I won't. Josh Allen, great effort to even get that ball off. And that exotic blitz, man, that last call there by Spags was such a great
I don't think he ran
move.
That play all season.
I didn't. I never saw
that. That's a Greg Maddux move right there. Like, you don't show that pitch.
He saved it. Yeah. I read a story before the game or before the show that the players were talking about. They're like, we knew this call was going to come at some point in the game. Mm. And when it came, they all started smiling in the huddle. And they're like, it's fucking good.
And I guarantee you he's got one like that loaded for the Eagles.
Yep,
in a
sure does.
And it'll be something completely different because what works on Josh Allen won't work on Jalen Hurts.
Right. And then immediately, because this is the world we live in, the second the game was over, I went to mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. They had the point spread up and they had the over-under up. 10 seconds later.
1.5?
Yes. So it's 1.5.
Eagles plus 110 money line.
Yep. And then the over-under was 49.5. I'll recheck that. So we'll see what happens there. Let's see.
I might be under.
Refresh.
Yeah. By the way, this was the first game all year the Chiefs scored 30 points.
Yep.
Was it really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
They only do it when they need to, apparently.
Yep.
Let's see.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes had 2 rushing touchdowns in this game.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of them was a called run too.
Which is another thing, by the way, that Andy Reid fucking whipped out.
Yeah.
We haven't seen all year.
I just don't like, you have literally the best quarterback in the league, the best offensive coach in the league, and the best defensive coach in the league.
Yep.
Period.
So real quick here before we get to the ad reads, who you got? Chiefs minus Eagles 1.5. Because our Super Bowl special will be next week with Derek Wolf, so it won't be this week. But this is an easy one.
So these predictions subject to change.
No, they're not for me. Go ahead.
It's hard to bet against the Chiefs.
Impossible.
In any scenario, it's hard to bet against them. But it's also hard to bet against Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, he is the best. I think he's the best player in football right now. I think he's the best player in football overall, regardless of position.
Yeah.
And usually the team with the best player wins in the NFL. It's not always true in football or in baseball. It's most of the time it's true in basketball, but it's not always true in the other sports. In football, it's usually true. I think he's the best, so I think they're going to win.
Okay. You got the Eagles winning. Yeah. Gotcha. Delco.
Listen, I understand it's going to be a tough Super Bowl to watch. Two of the most hated teams probably in the league or unlikable teams in the league. Even though I don't really know why people would dislike the Eagles other than our fan base, our coach. Yeah. And honestly, Jalen Hurts, I've said this off air.
He's underexposed.
Yeah. If he was more exposed, people would just think he's a worse Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a cheese dick. But yeah, dude, we got Saquon. We got Devonta Smith. Our defense is dope.
AJ Brown.
We got a corner that's white. That's a unicorn.
Yeah.
That's a fucking unicorn.
Yeah,
dude. You should be pulling for the Eagles. You should be pulling against the three-peat. You should be pulling against the Evil Empire. Like I've said all along, Chiefs, full of bad dudes, full of criminals. Andy Reid could die at any moment. I love Andy, but you know that heart is constantly under stress.
Well, you better hope it happens within the next 2 weeks. I don't think they ain't winning that game. Yeah. Who you got, Bum?
Oh, no, but I'm going to say, here's what's going to happen. Eagles, 23.
Uh-huh.
Chiefs, 21.
Okay.
All right. We don't even win by a field goal.
Okay.
But yeah, no, Hurts, just hand the ball off. Give it to Saquon. Let the defense play. Trust in the D.
Bob, who you got here?
Chiefs. Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win. It's the best player in the league is Pat Mahomes. He might not be the highest performing this year, but he's still the best player in football probably for the last 5-6 years. And like I said, best head coach / best offensive mind, best defensive mind. By the way, best kicker, too. And
we do have a problem with our kicker right
Butker,
now.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, like the I mean, it's just, they're just going to do it. They're not going to get this close and not do it.
May I remind you, we're 1-0 in Super Bowls with a rematch. So, also 1-0 in New Orleans this year.
What's Nick Foles up to right now?
Is he playing?
He was at the games. He'll be at the Super Bowl probably.
Well, suit him up.
Well, unless he goes down on the field and hits Patrick Mahomes in the knee with a fucking lead pipe, I think you're probably fucked. But I'm still going with the Eagles.
We beat Tom Brady. Yeah.
I'm going with the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going
to
win.
Jalen Hurts now has been to more Super Bowls than Donovan McNabb. It's It's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Also, this is Carson Wentz's revenge tour.
Oh, sure is.
So Wentz is going to get a ring.
You mean that loser Carson Wentz, that's why they're going to lose.
Yeah.
If Mahomes gets hurt and that, they have to bring in Carson Wentz,
is that your living?
Can you imagine if that's how they get the three-peat?
I would love it so much.
Wentz, Nick Foles.
Game-winning drive.
That would be so funny.
Would be the
How'd
best.
That Broncos game go?
Not great. I got a tattoo on my ass,
the
bro.
Broncos, they weren't even trying for that game. Yeah, everybody sat out that game. It wasn't like it was just Wentz with all the starting dudes. Was Andy even paying attention?
No, we were in the owner's box, and even the fans up there were like, all right, we're going to win this one.
First quarter, it was over. It was like the Ohio State games.
Who does Derek cheer for, his fucking hated rival or his best friend? It's the same thing.
In this one?
Yeah.
He's cheering for Kelsey.
He's probably cheering for Kelsey.
Well, he'll be here, so you'll be in studio. Yeah. You can ask him. We'll be live
we're
on
getting
air
tattoos
that day.
Then too.
Tune in because Dan will not be working. Delco will be.
I'll be drinking
on set.
You'll be on set.
I'll be drinking.
You'll be on set, so it'll be the four of us.
I'm gonna get some bottles to pop, some cigars.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get some. What do people drink? Some bubbly. What do we drink?
The bubbly is to shower myself in.
Yeah.
So but I'll get the cheap stuff. Then
I'll get some Andre.
Yeah. I'll get some Andre.
Who's your favorite Eagles player?
Right now?
Yeah. Of all time.
It's tough.
Brian Dawkins. B-Doc. Okay, I'll tell you what. Just a personal bet here. Dan and I will buy you a signed Brian Dawkins jersey if the Eagles win. You don't have to give me anything in return.
Okay.
For real, because that's how confident
I
am.
Well, if the Chiefs win, he's got to fight Derek.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Like you still have to
fun
fight
with that.
No, you still have to fight Urlacher.
That's a lot. I say what we do is we cut off a little bit of Derek's dreadlock and make Dan eat it.
No.
Like a hot dog.
But I just got to run around Derek a couple times. He'll get tired.
No, his cardio's on point.
I don't know if he's still got the cardio.
He does.
It looks like he does.
No. We were at his house. He fucking trains, man.
Hold on. I'm looking up Derek's combine.
This is 40.
Yeah. Look up Derek's combine numbers.
Let's see here.
He probably ran a sub 5:40, I imagine.
His production score is 92. His 40 was only 5.
He might have
a chance.
He weighs 300 pounds, though.
Well, he weighed 280 then, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
I've talked shit on Urlacher. I've never talked shit to Derek, really.
No, I wouldn't either.
Urlacher, I'd feel okay about you.
All right, sign Brian Dawkins' jersey. We'll do it if you win. I just don't think they are. Looking at the numbers here on mybookie.com, since it's so early here and we've got 2 weeks to bet, $2,500 is the max you can bet on this. So I'll wait, as I think they do allow up to $25,000 or somewhere in there. So that would be
I am a little worried though because I will not be at the game. If I was at the game, it's a no brainer because I don't
really.
I don't lose when I go to games.
Let's see. I'll tell you what. We'll do the sponsors now, and I'll look how much tickets are on DrinkerBrosTickets.com. I think they're cheap because these teams have been in it before. Like, that's typically how it is. Either or, we are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Get into the action today with MyBookie.com. College is over. Saturdays was rough for me. I was bored. I miss it. I miss it already. NFL, we got the big one, and then that's it for the season here. We got the Super Bowl coming up in 13 days. 13 days. You can bet on that. Although a lot of the prop bets are up here on mybookie.com as well. So, like, you can already bet on first half, first quarter, MVP. Let's see who's favorite for MVP. Who do you think it is?
The MVP will either Mahomes or Saquon Barkley.
Correct. So Mahomes is number one at plus 109, which is essentially even odds. And then Saquon, 2.5 to 1. That's pretty good.
Although I would say Jalen Hurts is probably third because he's going to steal some fucking touchdowns from Saquon.
He is. It's plus 300.
It's like fucking Varsity Blues or some shit. Yeah. Give him the fucking ball, John Voight. What are you doing?
Give me some value.
I'll give you the value. Ready?
What's Jalen Carter?
No, I'll give you the real value. Kelsey's at 15 to 1.
He's never going to win it over Mahomes.
Yeah. If he goes over 100 and has two TDs, he wins.
Mahomes will still get MVP.
All right, I'll say this. If there is not a Mahomes game-winning drive, like if they win by 10 or something like that, and Mahomes throws for like 220 yards and Kelsey has half of those and a touchdown or two, I could see Kelsey get it.
I could see Kareem Hunt as a good value.
Kareem Hunt's a great pick. That's 50 to 1. And then Jalen Carter is 70 to 1, Delco. So if you're looking at sprinkle on mybookie.com,
Jalen Carter just gets free. Into fucking beast mode, has like four sacks.
What's Will Shipley?
Not on the board.
Doubt that he is listed. Let's see if he is, actually. No, he's definitely really not. Fucking funny.
He's going to get zero carries.
No, he's not on
that
the board.
That is always my favorite bet, though, for a Super Bowl is like a fullback. It's some always like game. A half yard is the over-under. Yeah, and you're just hoping he gets a carry.
Dude, a fullback, even a touch in Andy Reid's offense, you never know.
That's what I'm saying. Like whoever the fullback is for the Chiefs.
Yep.
Give me the over for yards.
Didn't a fullback actually score a touchdown for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl like a year or two ago?
Oh, that yeah.
That's right. I think they did.
They don't care over there. They're very unselfish. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Dude, we were giving Goddard some carries yesterday.
Yeah, he ran a jet sweep, for Christ's sake. What the hell's going on here?
Cooper DeJean's on here.
Give us the man. But the thing is, he doesn't get interceptions because nobody throws his way. He's locked down.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be funny to watch Xavier Worthy sprint past him.
Oh, my God, he's so fast.
Dude, he's so representing fast. An entire race. He's not going to let us down.
Yeah. But MyBookie's packs in promotions, prop bets, features make betting on this event just as exciting. I mean, shit, you hear us talking about it right here. Fan favorite Super Bowl props at MyBookie. National Anthem. That's always one of our favorites, dude. Is it a white or a black? Who's singing here this year?
I don't know who's singing the National Anthem.
If it's white, go under. Black, go way over. Always do. Always love it there. Will the singer nail every word or will there be a slip up? We cover these every year. These are our favorite prop bets.
John
dude.
Baptiste.
That is a
who is a New
gentleman.
Orleans native and Grammy award-winning musician. I'll give
I
you
I know who it is.
I mean
I know who he is.
Just the name
Hammer
and
the over.
The name and the location.
I know
will
exactly
tell
who
you.
It is.
I can't I believe know. We're not going to NOLA.
Hammer the over.
If it was the fucking Bills and Redskins, yes. We'd be there.
If it was the Bills and Redskins or Bills Lions, we would have been there. Any of that combination. But Dan and I ran into this problem at the last Patriots Super Bowl. And what were we there? 18.
It was in Atlanta.
They beat the Rams.
Yeah.
And then it was the problem shit. Is when it's the same teams over
yeah,
and over
it's
again.
New Orleans.
I understand that, but it's the same teams, man. Unfortunately. And then UFC 271. Those odds are up as well.
271?
Yeah. Or what's the next one? That's not 271.
Should be like 312.
Yeah, 312, I think it is. Yeah. Pardon me. There's Super Bowl 56 Exotic.
Oh, there's also a UFC this weekend in Saudi Arabia with Izzy. Izzy's fighting.
Trying to come back.
Okay, great.
So, yeah. I would take Izzy. I think he's like -160. I would still lay it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But plenty of bet on over there, including the live casinos at mybookie.com. You're actually dealing with real dealers around the world, blackjack, roulette, all that stuff. So tons of stuff to bet on in the meantime. Head on over to mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you did not bet with me and you're a loser, they got a rake back option, and they're going to give you some money here. Lay it on some parlays. Have some fun in the Super Bowl. We're all betting on it, all going over to everybody's houses. And there'll be a live cook-off show here pregame before we go live. When we go live on air, actually. So that'll be fun. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS gets you $30 off your first order. Guys. If you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Here's why your hormones suck. HGH, human growth hormones, go down every year after puberty, and it really catches up to you. Yes, you need testosterone, but that's only one part of the issue. BioPro Plus comes in 30 little vials. Pop them underneath your tongue in the morning, right before 9-9. It'll help you pop right up out of bed. Improve your performance in the gym, take care of any of that excess body fat, and even in the bedroom, for your performance. But it is a fraction of the cost of HGH. Non-synthetic, no needles, no doctor visits, none of that shit. The vials are great. You'll feel a little sting underneath your tongue so you know that it's working. And its results can be felt in just days instead of months. To learn more, head on over to bioproteintech.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. So if you want to fix the way you look, perform, and feel, head on over to bioproteintech.com or click the link in the audio description. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. Next up, we got firstform.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gonna get you free shipping on orders over $75. Love First Form. Shit, did the drunk Chiefs fam go home?
I think
she's might be gone. In the bathroom.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Her brains out?
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out. But when she was here in between the show, she saw me taking the microfactor. She was like, holy shit, you really live that life. I was like, yeah. Bob and I were taking liver detox here fucking right before we went on air. Love their products over there. The microfactors just takes the guesswork out of how many vitamins and what vitamins you should take per day. 30 individual packets here. You got the antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. They're not just a fucking vitamin company, though. D'Anthony, protein.
Protein.
Protein. What is it?
Building block of life.
Sure is.
Need like 300 grams a day.
That might be pushing it.
Well,
you know, but you want to get for a
pound per body.
Yeah, like for a dude, you want 1 gram of protein, 1 to 1.2 grams of protein per pound of body weight is usually pretty good. If you're trying to bulk and shit like that, you got to add a lot of fat and a lot of maybe some extra protein. But yeah, that's a pretty good ratio, and it's hard to get that in your diet.
It is.
You got to eat a couple of big steaks a day, plus supplement a little bit.
Yeah.
I've had friends that have like blended chicken breasts into smoothies to try to hit their protein. It's just like just have a shake, dude. Just have a shake.
That's all you got to do. And at firstform.com/drinkingbros, you can get all the protein you need. Not only just in the powder form, that has a ton of great flavors like red velvet cake and all that other stuff. But
that's their
level one bars up here are bomb. Shit. I mean, you'll just find like crushed boxes all over the goddamn studio because we eat this shit all the time, man. Love you, Andy. Big fan of firstform.com/drinkingbros. Don't eat that live on air. I appreciate it. The audience can hear it. They were hearing me chewing one down the other day, so apologies for that. That's my fault. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros. That is spelled with a one. That is 1STPHORM. firstform.com/drinkingbros. Free shipping on orders over $75. Last but not least here on the show is drinkingbrostickets.com. All right, let's get to the answer that you're dying to know here. How much are these tickets going for right now? $4,400 right now, first day. Not bad. These are going to drop. I think by the end of this, I think you'll be able to get them for $2,800 bucks.
We ended up getting
Lowers in Atlanta.
Yeah, there were lowers in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Patriots, Rams for $2,500.
Correct.
A piece.
And that was the lowest you and I have ever paid for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I had at the last Eagles Chiefs game, club seats. Real nice seats. Real nice seats for about $4,000 there. I think you can get them cheaper than that now. If you're a diehard Eagles fan or a Bills fan and you're looking to go, I'm sorry, not Bills. God damn it. I'm sorry, Bills.
Be tough if you're a Bills fan.
Just rubbed it in. Yeah. I know. If you're a Chiefs or an Eagles fan, though, and let's say you haven't seen Mahomes win one of these goddamn things yet, this is probably the year to go because these tickets will drop a ton. Plus, like Delco said, they'll be in New Orleans. But we got tickets for everything on there. Comedy, shit, every sport on the planets. You're going to Hans Zimmer, I think, on
Friday
night. Yep. And Austin, that'll be dope. We got everything at Monster Trucks, all that other shit. It's $10 cheaper than StubHub, so head on over there. As far as the NFL is concerned here, we got some quick updates regarding some teams. New Jets brass is non-committal on Rodgers status. Is that a shock to anybody?
Get him out of there.
Who cares? Have we talked about Pete Carroll?
Not yet. Pete Carroll is the new coach of the Raiders.
He's 73.
He is, but I'll say this, and I think I said this off air to you. I met him in real life. That is the youngest 73-year-old of all time. It's like Trump. He's got endless fucking energy. So, like, I personally think Pete is good to go for another 5 years. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I've met him in real life. I've never met a more positive, energetic person in my entire life. There's some people that just have it and some that don't. He is one of those guys. So I actually love that hire.
Sure, but he didn't coach the Raiders. I want to see like day one photo of Pete Carroll when he starts coaching the Raiders and when he leaves.
You know, it's about a mentality and an attitude. And he's always been able to get his players to do shit from college to Seattle sucked. And then he brought them to prominence. So yeah,
Seattle was kind of, I mean, they made one Super Bowl but that was under Holmgren.
With Holmgren.
Yeah. But yeah, Seattle, mostly trash.
So that one, I don't mind. Same with Belichick, because Belichick's 73. If he would have gone to the Falcons, cool, man. Give me 5 years, and then we're good. At least you can start the process.
Did he ever sign his contract with North Carolina?
Belichick, oh, he did.
He did, yeah.
Okay. Signed.
Finally?
Yeah. Okay.
It was 5 years. I forget the details.
Because like he was blank for
a long time.
He's making $10 million-ish.
He was waiting for that Cowboys job, which we'll get to now. What a fucking joke. So it's Schottenheimer's kid. Mm-mm. He's the coach. Now
that's classic Jerry.
Yeah,
it's like a shiny object or something from the past. He's like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, no one else wanted it.
Maybe it'll work.
I don't understand how so many of these like just got. You have one good year as an offense coordinator. You get a head coach.
There is no relationship between being a good play caller and being a good manager as a head coach of a football team. That, like, how many fucking times do we have to see this?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's going to fail. It's
like two of the best coordinators in the league that we just talked about, two defensive coordinators, Spags and Fangio.
Yeah.
Not good head coaches and will probably never be, right?
But hey, but there's also nothing wrong with it.
No, if you miss out, if you miss out on the hot new, you know, offensive coordinator, just wait.
Yeah, there'll be another 37-year-old that pops up new sometime soon. It's very bizarre to me, to be honest. I don't understand why everybody keeps making the same mistake over and over again. You could have somebody that didn't even know football be your head coach, train him. Like, if Dan Campbell had never played football in his life, he would be a better head coach than most of the coaches in the NFL because he's a fucking leader.
Yeah, right? How much did fucking Liam Cohen get for the Jags, the offensive coordinator from the Bucks?
Oh, I have no idea.
He got paid like a lot of money.
He did, but and remember the Patriots
for doing
they
enough?
Paid their coordinators.
Yeah,
not most of the league weren't paying their coordinators, and fucking the Patriots like, you know what, we're going to pay to keep these guys around. That fat dude that went to Notre Dame that sucked
Charlie
for a while.
Weiss.
Yeah, Charlie Weiss. Yeah. He was great. One of the best OCs in that period, honestly. Look at what he did with, like, yeah, he had Tom Brady, but they didn't have offensive weapons except for that 1 year.
He was terrible. But
as a head coach, even in college, you couldn't do it.
No.
Yeah. Let's see what else here. Oh, God. At the presser today, he said the Cowboys are built to win quickly. I love it so much. I love it for Cowboys fans. I love it so much. They're nuts.
Roster's fine. It's not like the fucking Raiders or something. Like it's.
But Jerry will fuck up that draft somehow.
Yeah, their offensive line is in trouble. Defense, I think they've got some pieces that work.
Yeah.
They've got one good receiver who drops the ball a lot and doesn't want to play football. Really, he doesn't want to be there. And they've got Dak, who is a loser.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem for a long time.
And in that division, like the Giants suck, obviously, but the Eagles are going to stay good. Saquon's on a 3-year deal. They're not going to recede in any way next year. They'll be one of the top 5 teams in football. And the Redskins are getting better this year.
Yeah,
right
between now and next year. So it's I don't know what the Cowboys are planning on doing that makes them a win now team.
And Redskins have money, too, to spend.
They got a lot of money.
Whereas the Cowboys don't really have any money to spend. They've got to do it through the draft.
They did it the same. We'll see what this offseason is like for them. It's going to start in a
couple
months.
Should
start
with Jenty in that draft if they can.
Probably, yeah. But even then, even including the draft, they spent more money in free agency than any other team, and they didn't bring one new player outside of the draft onto their team.
Nope.
And it should be impossible to do that.
Now, this next one's a shocker here. The other Rooney, as if that family wasn't rich enough, who owns the Steelers, said that they want to keep Wilson or Fields. What do you do there?
I would keep them both. You don't have to pay either of them because neither of them played well.
Yeah.
And who's the better option? There won't be one.
There's not one in the draft.
There won't be one.
Unless you're one.
There's no free agent quarterback that's better than either one of those two in that system. Without two elite wide receivers.
Well, I mean, you're choosing between Justin Fields and Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
So I feel like you go with Mr. Unlimited.
Do they just punt both and sign Sam Darnold?
If he's available, but I think the Vikings are going to sign him.
I think the Vikings are moving on.
I think they are.
It depends on the price tag, but fucking Pittsburgh's not coming out with $35, $45 million for a quarterback. That ain't happening.
I don't think he's cost that much after the playoff game.
He's going to get 30, 35.
Let me ask you this. Could you get Fields for 80?
You could get Fields for 80 for 4 years?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So do you do that?
You can get Fields for 60 for 4 years, probably.
Yeah.
You can get Fields for minimum wage.
Yeah.
What did Geno sign for? Remember that contract?
He's not getting Geno money.
Yeah, no.
No.
Fields stinks.
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
Like you could say he's got promise, but he hasn't done anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, I look, both of those guys, I'd go with Fields. Move on from Russell Wilson altogether, man. The fans hate him. Everybody hates him. I just, he's unlikable and he's not great. In my opinion, just move on.
I don't know. He had good numbers.
Who, Fields?
No.
Wilson.
No.
Oh,
Wilson.
Yeah.
I watched a couple Steelers games this year, and like there was the one where his first start, like he looked good, or maybe it was second start, but he was dropping dimes. Yeah. Like the Steelers, also by the way, they really only have the one wide receiver, right? Like it's not a great not a great receiving core,
and from what I hear, he doesn't really want to be there anymore.
No, yeah. He sure doesn't.
They always develop CTE.
Yeah, for some reason, yeah.
Yeah, he's one Von Perfect away.
Lions working to hire Broncos' John Morton as their OC, so that's going on now.
The Lions just need to fucking be healthy. Yep. There's nothing they need to change between this year and next year. Not one fucking thing.
Also, great for fucking Caleb. He gets Ben Johnson.
But I think they lost their OC and their DC on that team. Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
but I'm saying
they're a victim of their success.
You lose Johnson in division to the Bears. It's tough.
I mean, at least it's the fucking Bears who are going to win six games. Right?
It's him, though. I
believe in Johnson. I think he could be a good hire.
Of all the gurus, I believe in him.
Yeah, but he's got – Caleb Williams is not somebody you should believe in.
I
think you can get him through. Nope. I think you can get him through.
He maybe – his ceiling is 9 games, which, you know, in the league, maybe you fucking get a wild card there.
Rex Grossman got the Bears to a Super Bowl.
He sure did. So Trubisky – I think Trubisky did too, right?
No,
they got him close. No. They went to a conference championship in 2010, right? That was Grossman. In 2010
went with Cutler.
No, 2010 Cutler was out. Wasn't Grossman their quarterback then? Grossman
before Cutler. We spent the weekend with Smokin' Jay. By the way, awesome fucking dude. Goddamn, dude. We hung out with him in like 3 different parties.
They had a playoff game where they had like a third string quarterback in the Bears, but I believe Cutler was their starter originally.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's see.
Either way.
Lost conference championship to the Packers. Who was the quarterback?
Probably Grossman.
In 2010?
No.
Cutler was there by 2010. Yeah. Grossman was the one they lost to Manning.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Actually.
In the words of Jay Cutler.
Yeah, who cares?
Exactly. Don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Also,
it was Caleb Haney.
There it is.
Cutler played the first like two or first half and he got knocked out.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Caleb Haney. I've never even heard that name before.
Me neither. Mel Kiper has also released the big board here. I'm going to read it off to you guys and see if you agree.
Pumpkin pie.
Tennessee Titans at 1, selecting Cam Ward.
I mean, if you want to fucking go that route, go for it.
I don't have a problem.
Tennessee is one of the worst drafting teams in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
They are terrible at drafting.
Not a real team in my eyes.
They're a fake
franchise.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yep.
Like, go back to Houston.
Exactly.
Came from, dude.
Yeah. Be an Oiler.
Nashville doesn't deserve a fucking professionals franchise at all. That city sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly.
Out.
Nah.
It's sold out.
They're good Preds fans.
They're good.
Hockey sells out.
What's next?
Cleveland Browns, Travis Hunter. It's a no-brainer, right? If you can get him.
I don't think Travis Hunter's going to be that good in the NFL. There's no way I would take a fucking undersized cornerback with the second pick in the draft.
He's going to be a receiver.
If he's a receiver, he'll be fine, but he'll be a slot because he's short, right? He can't be a fucking wideout.
He's a stud. I would take Travis Hunter.
I would not take him with a second pick in the draft.
I don't think height matters that much for receivers.
How tall
anymore.
Is he?
5'10".
I mean, really?
They list him at 5'11", but he's 10.
Listed at 6'1".
Devonta Smith is very small, and he's doing pretty well.
He is because he's so fast. I saw him in real life. That's the fastest wide receiver I've ever seen in real life.
Hunter's really good at cornerback and at wide receiver. He's not great at either. Like, what competition did he play against that makes you think he's going to be great?
That's been the biggest question with him. So we'll see. He never went up against a Jeremiah Smith or somebody like that.
He's not even in the same conversation as Jeremiah Smith. And Jeremiah Smith is a freshman.
He's 18 years
about
old.
To become a fucking sophomore.
Yeah.
Must stop blowing Smith already.
Come on. Those numbers are disgusting. Did you see the fucking NIL money they're throwing to that kid?
Will Howard as his quarterback. He was a stud.
Oh, you like Will now.
I've loved Will Howard.
Did you?
He's from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I've written for Will Howard. He's the hater.
You hated him.
He's
at the
hater.
I was definitely a Will Howard hater.
Yeah. I did not. I liked Will Howard.
National championship quarterback.
I also like Kyle McCord.
I will not give Kyle McCord numbers. I hated Kyle McCord. Well, he's in Syracuse now. Same way with Travis Hunter. Yeah, it's
go to the ACC.
You want to put up numbers?
Go to the ACC. For Cam Ward too.
Go to the Big 12.
Now Cam Ward's going to be a top 5 pick, and he probably shouldn't be.
Exactly. Good for them. You should though. Get all the money you can get.
Yep.
Number 3. This is a big boy one. Shedeur Sanders, Giants.
Yeah, I mean they need a quarterback. Fucking do it. And that's like a very big city, right? Bright lights type of pick.
Oh, yeah. That'll bring out the fan base.
He would be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. He's been used to it his whole life.
That's a good point. I mean, he's not a top five pick for quarterback.
But quarterbacks are always just overvalued.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
This is nothing new in the Giants. The Giants actually draft pretty well.
But I mean,
historically, they draft pretty well. I wouldn't be surprised with this. The weirdness would be with, does Daboll get the boot?
Or no, they're keeping him.
Or do you let him? I mean, they say that now. That doesn't mean shit.
If they get Shadur, does he get Deion? And you know,
well, I mean, I think maybe you give Daboll another year to fuck it up, and then you get another good draft pick. Then you bring in Deion after that.
There's a Jeff Fisher recipe for how to handle a rookie quarterback.
How's that?
You don't start him for like 7-8 games, but you start to suck ass.
Yeah,
and then you put in the rookie quarterback, and he starts to show promise. Mm. You're like, you can't get rid of me. Look, rookie quarterback here. He's doing quite well.
Witness that first.
I mean, that is so historically, this has been a problem, and it's something that people are starting to talk about, where a rookie quarterback on his 4-year or maybe 5-year contract goes through multiple head coaches and multiple offensive coordinators, right, in that time. So how do you ever actually learn to work together? That's a problem, right? The good news is with the Giants, if they take him there, or anybody that takes Shadur Sanders, there's always the potential of getting rid of that coach and bringing in Deion, who's fucking fine working with him.
Right.
We've seen that already,
that
right?
That could happen. But also, to be fair, Baker Mayfield's had 8 offense coordinators in 8 years.
Yeah. He was finally able to figure it out. At 4, Patriots love this pick. If they're able to get Abdul Carter at 4, fucking A, dude. Patriots just got, you got Vrabel. With Abdul Carter, and then you got Josh Daniels went back as OC, which he should have always been the OC.
I don't understand the Browns taking Travis Hunter. That's a fucking mystery to me. There's nothing he's going to be able to do on that team that makes them better than what they are right now.
Stud. I agree. They need a quarterback.
Not on that team. They need a fucking quarterback on that team.
Yeah. There's none in this. There's none. We all agree there's none in this draft.
I would take.
So why waste the pick?
I would take Shadur Sanders instead of Travis.
They got Jameis,
But if you're going to take somebody that you want a dynamic player, Abdul Carter is the next fucking dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's Miles Garrett.
Yeah, he's like the next fucking Penn State defender who can play 2 positions.
Their defense was already pretty good.
The Browns would have the nastiest defense.
Abdul Carter, Miles Garrett, and all those guys. Yeah, I mean, fuck's sake.
You need some offensive weapons.
You got to get a quarterback. I mean, they got to get a
quarterback over wide receiver. Yeah.
I just don't understand that pick. But whomever gets Abdul Carter is going to be happy.
Jacksonville at 5. Mason. We'll just go through the top 10 here. Mason Graham at 5 there. Defensive tackle out of Michigan. He's great.
Yeah, he's very good. Very one of the better interior defenders in all of college football this
year. And you got to give some help there to Lawrence. Since you just paid him, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he was also Jacksonville's new coach allegedly is the quarterback resurrector, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But Mason Graham he's the defensive captain for Michigan. It was one of the top defensive teams in the country. That's a great pick right there.
He's very good. Next up is the Raiders. This is your boy, the wide receiver, McMillan, out of Arizona.
I think I want to separate myself from him. He kind of quit midway through the season.
He fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if
that's going to be a bust, in my
hurt
opinion.
Or what.
But a lot of natural talent. I don't think the Raiders is the best place for a guy like that to go, to be honest. Well, you need to go somewhere where somebody's going to get in your ass. Well, that's fair. Yeah
Pete's there now. Yeah. It might actually be
fair
different.
Enough.
And I'll have that like kind of Hawaii
motivation.
Attitude.
Yeah. Jets at 7. Michael Williams, linebacker from Georgia. That kid's great.
You can never go wrong taking an interior defender from Georgia.
Yeah, I agree.
Inside linebackers, outside linebackers, doesn't matter.
Carolina Panthers, Jalen Walker, linebacker from Georgia. He's great. Will Johnson, cornerback from Michigan. That's the best, one of the best corners I've seen. And
he played in the Big Ten, too.
Yes, we saw him
quite
in real
a bit
life.
Different than playing in the fucking. Come on, man.
He had to go up against the best wide receivers for years. So, yeah, that's fine for New Orleans Saints. And then at 10.
Against Ohio State, yeah.
Yeah.
No, nobody else.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Big Ten doesn't throw the football.
No, but when.
Where is the receiver talent outside of Ohio
outside
State?
Outside of Ohio State, who's a good receiver in the Big Ten?
Well, now there's Oregon
Penn
and Washington.
State had
Oregon, Washington.
Yeah.
But they had to play all those guys.
Michigan?
Michigan did. Yeah.
I don't think Michigan played Oregon.
Yeah, they did. It was at Michigan, too. So we almost did a hard AF Seltzer event there.
Okay.
Next up was Chicago Bears at Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU. Sure.
Need it.
You need it.
Yeah.
You need it.
They drafted skill positions last year.
I wonder when the last time the first tackle or guard was taken as low as 10th. Right. Usually there's a top five pick.
Yeah.
I agree. And then this is just for Bob here at 12. Dallas Cowboys are slotted to take Luther Burden from Missouri.
I don't hate that. I mean, say what you want about Dak being a loser. True. But
CeeDee Lamb, Luther Burden.
He puts up numbers. Yeah. It'll make Luther look
They still
good.
Got to shore up the run game, but taking a running back, like none of the running backs. Genty is the only one that you would even consider that big, but he's undersized. You don't take him then. Right?
Especially if your line sucks.
Yeah. Like who is, God, I can't remember his name. Why can't I never remember his name? Running back from Pittsburgh that's a fucking MAGA guy now.
Alabama?
After the bus. The next one after him.
Oh, fuck.
Can't remember his name.
That's a great question.
That's a mystery to me.
It starts with an L. His first name starts with an L. The fuck? Why can we not remember this?
I don't know.
Anyways, I can see his face in my head. Same running back as Genty, right? Not a big, super big dude, but very patient. Approaches the line well. Good cuts, good reads. Still, you can get Scadabo in the third round.
Maybe the second. As far as superstars go, the rest of this first round, Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State to the Colts at 14.
I could see him going quite a bit higher than
same.
This.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
God damn it, he's good. He caught 9,000 fucking balls there, and he never dropped any.
I think he had 1,400 yards or something.
God,
this year,
he was good.
For
man.
A tight end in college, that's retarded.
I think over like 100 catches, he was so fucking good here. Genty at 20 to the Broncos.
Take him.
Love that.
Broncos. I love it too. I don't think he lasts that
Bronco,
long. Though.
Broncos. I don't think he gets down that far in the draft. But Broncos used to be running back university back in the day.
Yeah,
they used to crank him out like fucking nobody in the NFL.
Pittsburgh here, Emeka Ibuka from Ohio State. Excellent pick to go with Pickens. Mm-hmm. To go back to earlier of not having
they
superstars.
They need a wide receiver for sure. Also, it's
this kid doesn't drop a fucking ball. He's great. Yeah. Chris Olave.
If you've got Pickens and Ibuka, I think you keep Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's a dime dropper. Whatever else he is, he's a dime
Fields
dropper.
Fields doesn't throw the ball downfield. Yeah.
And then Colson Loveland, tight end out of Michigan to the Chargers. Excellent choice there. He's a superstar at Michigan, and he brings him back with Harbaugh there. Jimmy Butler walked out of practice facing his third suspension there from the Heat.
Still doing the NBA?
He's just trying to force a
trade. It's not. That's
all it is.
At this point, man, the NBA was on Saturday because there was no college football on, and we had to put it on, and it was Lakers, Golden State. I used to go out of my way to watch that game, get ready for the game, and have fun with it. Like, the NBA is just non-existent.
If you want to watch good basketball, turn on any SEC basketball game.
That's what I've been doing.
It's been very competitive.
That's exactly what
just
I've been doing.
The SEC, it's
quit
been competitive.
Your propaganda.
It's fucking crazy. One of the best basketball leagues in a single season that I've ever watched. It's up there with old Big East.
Mm. I agree.
Some heyday Big 12 and some heyday Big 10. Yeah. Like
you may not see a bunch of top five SEC teams going into the tournament. They may only get one fucking one seed. To be honest, but they're going to win games.
They're going to get like...
Because they're beating the crap out of each other right now.
13 seeds.
They're going to get a lot, but I don't think they're going to... They may not even be one of the top four seeds, to be honest. We'll see how it plays out.
Florida and... Oh, no, Auburn's the number one team in the country.
Auburn will be, that's
true. But they also lost one of their best players.
No, Broom's playing.
No, he's playing,
Broom was playing this weekend.
Yeah, so Auburn will probably be their only number one seed, but they'll have 10 to 12 teams in the tournament, and they're probably going to fucking have... I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if two or more of them make it to the Final Four.
Lenardi has 13 SEC teams projected in the bracket right now, which would be a record. Big East had 11 back
in
the day.
It is really fun to watch right now.
I can't trust Bruce Pearl to win the fucking Natty, though.
I can't trust him to win a Natty, but he'll get to the Final Four.
He's an elite eight guy.
I agree with that, but they are a fucking freight train, dude. And if Broom gets healthy, the fact that he's already playing in is encouraging for them. But
I was unaware. I thought he was going to be done for a while.
I did, too. So I turned on the game, and I was like, whoa, what? Dude, Auburn's a fucking freight train right now. It's crazy.
The SEC is definitely the king of basketball right now. Who knew? There. Big Ten, king of football. SEC, king of basketball.
Basketball is all – it's all Cavs and fucking Thunder this year. They're dominating their respective leagues.
Which neither are going to win the title.
No one cares. No. If you would have asked me this before today, like going on air today, I couldn't tell you who's number one. I mean, I am checked the fuck out of the
NBA. Trade deadline's coming up. This is the first time in the year that you should even watch pro basketball. Well, actually, you should wait until after the Super Bowl. That's usually pretty safe.
What stinks, too, actually, about the NBA being so fucking lame is that they're actually playing, like, if you like basketball, like, they're playing very good like actual basketball, strategic, like Shea's tactical.
Fun.
Yeah, Thunder, fun. But like, it's not just like a couple super teams, and you know, like it's. I don't know who's gonna win. Like, there's five or six teams that can
win. I'll tell you my future tickets. I said it, and I forget it because like I'm just not gonna watch the games. But here are my picks: Eastern Conference, the Knicks.
Okay.
Western Conference, Nuggets.
Yeah.
I if you would have asked me, I said Nuggets would win it all.
Dude, the yeah. Knicks are a fun-ass team. The Nuggets lack some depth this year that they had when they won it all, but we'll see what they do at the trade deadline.
If they can just stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthy. Westbrook is still a great backup and all that other shit. So.
Yeah, can Westbrook
get a ring? But the Celtics probably will end up winning the title again.
The Lakers are getting close, too, to be honest. I think the Lakers are going to trade for Vucevic from Chicago. Honestly.
If they do, that would give them a very good shot. They beat the Warriors on Saturday night.
I know LeBron made the conference finals, I think, against the Nuggets when they won the championship. This is the best... Last probably best chance he has to win.
I agree.
Oh, sure. I mean,
I think this is his last chance
because it's wide open too.
Yeah,
right?
It's wide open, and they have a pretty solid squad.
You don't want to fuck with, like, if they're healthy and rested, LeBron and Anthony Davis and Reeves and Dalton Connect and whoever they pick up in the trade, like that's a dangerous team.
No, they're not, dude. They play the Clippers right after the LA fires. Couldn't show up. Couldn't cover 8.5. Bums.
You're just mad that you lost money. NBA. Oh, yeah. This has nothing to do with anything.
I can't bet
on the
NBA.
Couldn't cover 8.5. Lost by like 16.
As far as that Lakers Golden State game that I watched on Saturday night, the interesting thing to me that it just kind of dawned on me during the game, LeBron is 40. Steph is 37. KD is now, 36, 37?
Yeah, all the All-Stars are, like,
they're old,
ancient.
Did you not remember after the Olympics they were projecting who the next American Olympic basketball team would be? And it's going to be a dicey
sure
situation for you. I will say, if you want a dark horse, maybe to make the Western Conference Finals, I don't know maybe beyond that, but the Memphis Grizzlies, not looking bad.
You can never trust Ja.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, as long as he's not celebrating an Eagles win, he'll be fine.
Around guns. Yeah, exactly. Last but not least here, weird story here.
We got baseball to talk about, too.
Hot stove?
Yeah.
We're talking hot stove?
Are we going hot stove? God.
So the Braves signed Jerickson Profar, right?
Yeah.
To play left and probably utility infield as well to give guys breaks. He's a pretty good fielder no matter where he is. But... No, I don't think anybody's beating the Dodgers unless everybody on their team gets hurt. It is the best team ever assembled.
They have endless money that's deferred for 30 years.
No, they're going to lose in the LDS to the Cincinnati Reds. I mark it down right now. Calling it right
now.
Dude,
the Reds are not in the playoffs. Don't buy the Reds hype.
This will be the opening day lineup for the Dodgers. Just their starting lineup. Ohtani leading off, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, Max Muncy, Will Smith, Michael Conforto, who's going to have a bounce back year this year, even better than last year.
Nothing but fastballs.
To be honest, because he's always going to see his fastballs. And then Tommy Edman, who's just okay. No reason to get excited about him. And then Hyunsung Kim.
They both
just came over.
Staff,
that's a second baseman that they just bought from Korea, who's the best hitter in the Korean professional.
Like,
but they got a good pitcher too.
Yeah, they got another one. Yeah,
Rocky or something.
And then
like that.
It doesn't matter what he does in the regular season. Kiki Hernandez just becomes like an all world player in the playoffs.
This is before Ohtani comes back and starts pitching. Should he actually do that? Blake Snell, Yamamoto had a great year last year. Tyler Glasnow, Tony Gonsolin, who's coming off an injury, coming back, and he's a very good pitcher. Sasaka, who's the other guy they signed.
Yeah.
And then Dustin May is coming back, who's unhittable when he's healthy. It's like, this is the best team that I've ever seen.
My guess is, honestly, Dustin May ends up in the bullpen, coming out, throwing out under. Like, it's...
He's got a 22... So he throws a 99-101... two-seam fastball with 22 inches of break either way on it. Good fucking luck hitting that. Which is also why he can't stay healthy, by the way, because he throws the shit out of every ball with as much spin as possible. But this is the best team I've ever seen. Yeah. Ever. Like Yankees in the fucking 90s, not even close.
No, you have the right theme. They're not going to lose to the Reds. They're going to lose to Red October.
No. Bob hated the Dodgers last year. They had best record in the league.
Braves,
won the
they
World
probably
Series.
Win Braves 81 games this year.
I hope so, because that's when they fucking win World Series.
Yeah.
You're not making the playoffs with 81 wins.
Nah, we'll take 89. We'll take 89.
Yeah, it was 89 the year we won, right? Yeah, or 88.
the last story here that's super bizarre that I love, an errant hammer throw at a youth track meet. killed a spectator. That's a violent way to die.
What's the hammer for?
A hammer toss? You ever seen the hammer toss?
It's like you hold a thing and then spin around and...
Yeah,
it's
on a chain. I did. You did shot put?
I did shot put.
So I did shot put, javelin. Never had hammer toss in high school because it was too dangerous. Here's what I don't understand is like having, you know, done a varsity track and field, there's a cage around you that's circular. I don't know how that would get outside the cage and go into the stands. Like, that's a fucking weird one.
Unless the kid walked out onto the field or some shit, which has happened before with javelin throws.
Yeah.
In the fucking, not, I don't think it ever happened in the Olympics, but it happened in the national trials here in the U.S. in the early 2000s. I think some dude got fucking stung.
I've definitely seen video of something like that happening before.
Let's just ban these fake-ass sports.
This is an ancient Greece.
Yeah. Man, this is a weird one, man. 16 pounds for men. And yeah, it just said it was errant and hit this fucking dude in the head, killed him. They was pronounced dead on the scene.
Yeah, I guess if it says errant, that means the guy, the kid didn't walk onto the field. I don't, how would you even do that? Because usually it's like, it looks like.
It's like a half.
Well,
a
if it wasn't errant, it'd be manslaughter, right?
Targeted. Okay, I guess so. Yeah.
I guess they have, yeah, maybe. Maybe they use that word for legal reasoning.
Was it, where was this? A small town track?
Colorado,
meet?
No, somewhere.
Colorado State. So is that was that the university? So they clearly have the thing. Somebody's getting sued there. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Also, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that deposit all the way up to $1,000. For David and Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone. Also, Gary, you did a great job today. Surprised.
Thank you. I've barely slept.
Yo, there you go.
Well, that's just...
It's just another day in Gary's life, okay? Good night.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foam Mueller Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Save big on Owens Corning Foam Mueller Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.